Okay, let's ask the Lord to help us with our worship time. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness to us, giving us this building, even when things out in the world are being shut down, Lord, you're providing a place for us, and we're grateful for that, Lord. And thank you for Dorian putting the lesson together this morning, Lord, about how we need to look and act as Christians, Lord, and how we're supposed to do things to glorify you. Our lives should reflect that we're glorifying you. So help us to remember these things and apply them in our lives, and help us now to sing these songs to you, to sing them out of love and gratitude to you, and being grateful for all that you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, in this song here, the top line says, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. And then in the second paragraph, the fourth line says, seek us when we go astray. So the song's saying, lead me where I need to go, but then seek me when I go astray. And they're kind of opposite, right? Like, well, if you want the Lord to lead you, you got to be willing to follow him, right? But then we end up going astray. So we ask the Lord to do this while we're doing this, while we're straying off. They're opposite of each other. And why are we like that? Why are we like, Lord, lead me, but then we're going astray? I think it's because we're fickle, we're inconsistent, and we're kind of dumb. Sorry, but we are. We're kind of dumb like sheep. And the Bible is constantly referring to us as sheep, right? We're the flock. We're the sheep. And see, a sheep is really dumb. If a sheep turns and doesn't see the other sheep and the shepherd over here, they just start walking this way. They're too dumb to turn around and go, oh, there they are. They're that dumb. They really are. They're that dumb. And we're kind of like that. Our focus gets off the Lord, and all of a sudden we're going down the wrong path, right? And we got to repent. Oh, Lord, help me. I went astray, right? So what we need to do is we need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. We want him to lead us, like the song says, lead us. Well, we have to be focused on him and be willing to follow him so that we don't go astray. Okay, this next song, Give Thanks, and you know, with Thanksgiving the other day, it's the time where we remember to be thankful, right? And we should be thankful all the time. But I was thinking about, you know, in this time and in this place where we live, we have a lot to be thankful for. Food is plenty. Jobs are plenty. You can pretty much have whatever you want. If you want to work, not be lazy and go out and work, you can have whatever you want. There's stores all over the place, or Amazon, you can buy what you want. We got clean running water. We got electricity. We got houses to live in. Huh?
FedEx,
I'm sorry. FedEx, yeah, we got FedEx, right, right, right. So we do have a lot here to be thankful for, right? But see, those things are all temporary. They're all going to fade away one day, right? But the thing that's not temporary that God gives us is His Son. See, that's the one. That's the thing we need to be grateful for the most, above all. Because if you live a full life here with all the money and everything you have here in this life, what good is it if you die and just go to hell? Right? We need to be grateful that God gave us His Son. What did He give His Son for? To go to a cross to pay for our sins. There's nothing greater than that. There's nothing that we need to be more thankful than that. So let's thank God that He sent His Son. We need to thank Him for everything, but especially for sending His Son. Okay, our heart is where our feelings come from. And our feelings can be very strong and very deceiving. Got a couple of examples. One is, I've seen this happen several times, where somebody's in love with the wrong person, right? They just love this person, and their feelings are so strong, and everybody around them is going, that person is wrong for that person. They are wrong, right? That person is not good for that person. Everybody sees it but the person in love, because their feelings are so strong. They're being deceived by their feelings for this person that they shouldn't be in love with, right? You guys have probably seen it. Or here's another example, and it just happened the other day. Me and Jovita were talking with this. She's an older lady, professing Christian, and we were talking about the Bible. And all she kept talking about is how she felt about the Bible and how she feels that God is. No Bible verses. She would say something, and I would throw a Bible verse out. And she would say, well, I feel like this, or I think God's like this. And I'm throwing out Bible verses and trying to keep up with her and all her feelings. And she's wrong. She's not even bringing up any Bible verses whatsoever. It's all about her feelings. And it's kind of deceiving to her. She's kind of deceived. There's some of these things I'm telling you, like, I never heard of that. You know, it's like, yeah, because you're going by your feelings, not by the Word of God. See in the fourth paragraph down right here, my heart is leaning on the Word of God, the living Word of God. See, we can't trust our heart to our feelings. We have to trust our heart to the Word of God. If we trust our heart to our feelings, we're going to be deceived. Our feelings shouldn't outrank God's Word, right? We got to go with what God says. We can trust in our, we can only trust, let our hearts trust in the Word of God, because that's where the truth is. That's where God's will is. It's all in His Word, right? That's where the wisdom is. It's in His Word. So if we're going by our feelings, we're just doing our will. We don't want to go by our will. We want to go by God's will. So we got to be careful and guard our heart from our feelings and let it only trust in the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You give us Your Word. We thank You that You died for us. You open up our hearts and our minds so that we can see and know You, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that we would not lean on our feelings, Lord, but that we lean on Your Word. That's where the truth is, Lord. Nowhere else is there truth but in Your Word. So help us, Lord, to be focused on that and to think about everything that we have to deal with in our life, that we always funnel it through Your Word. Every choice we make, everything we do, Lord, that we funnel it through Your Word where we have the truth and there's wisdom. And I pray now, Lord, that as Dorian brings the message, that we filter everything through Your Word now, Lord, and that we understand, help us to understand, help us to learn, help us to grow. Lord, You're good to us, Lord, and we thank You for teaching us. We know You're the ultimate teacher, and we thank You for teaching us. So be with us now and help us to learn. In Jesus' name. Amen.